Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Vivek. Saturn in fifth house, Uttarashada. Saturn placed in Vivek's fifth house weaves his emotional maturity, responsibility, and disciplined approach into the domains of creativity, education, love, and self-expression. As the lord of his fifth and sixth houses, Saturn's placement strengthens his emotional grounding in matters related to personal joy, creativity, and managing challenges, emphasizing that emotional fulfillment for Vivek comes through structured efforts and practical accomplishments in these areas. Saturn in Uttarashada Nakshatra brings a profound emotional need for ethical conduct, social responsibility, and establishing a firm foundation for long-term emotional security. Uttarashada's symbolism of ultimate victory through righteousness suggests that Vivek's emotional instincts are directed toward gaining emotional and creative success through patience, perseverance, and a deep sense of duty. His emotional nature is serious, focused on delayed gratification, and often involves bearing emotional burdens with grace and dignity. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Saturn in Uttarashada indicates that Vivek's emotional identity is fortified by persistent efforts toward creative excellence, loyal relationships, and achieving respect through responsible self-expression. Emotional highs are experienced when his creativity, teachings, or romantic connections are recognized for their depth and integrity, while emotional lows surface when he feels blocked or delayed in receiving recognition or affection. There is a strong emotional connection to traditional values, long-term mentorship roles, and building emotional legacies through creative pursuits or guiding younger generations. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional seriousness with the joy of spontaneity, ensuring that discipline enhances rather than restricts emotional vitality. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through structured learning, creative disciplines, responsible mentorship, and fostering emotionally meaningful romantic or educational bonds. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving education, leadership, management, arts, or fields that require emotional maturity and ethical leadership. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional frustration due to delayed success in creative or romantic endeavors, emotional rigidity in self-expression, or emotional isolation if perfectionism dominates. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to trust the slow ripening of his emotional efforts, finding emotional fulfillment in the integrity and authenticity of his contributions. Ultimately, Saturn in Uttarashada blesses Vivek with a profoundly mature, ethically grounded, and emotionally resilient nature, enabling him to weave emotional responsibility and patient excellence into the fabric of his creative, educational, and personal pursuits. Rahu in fifth house, Shravana. Rahu, placed in Vivek's fifth house, weaves an intense emotional ambition, desire for recognition, and unconventional creativity into the spheres of education, romance, self-expression, and personal accomplishments. As the co-lord of his sixth house, Rahu here amplifies the karmic drive to overcome challenges and shine in fields requiring creative intelligence and strategic thinking, suggesting that Vivek's emotional fulfillment is closely tied to his ability to gain respect and admiration through his intellectual and creative expressions. Rahu in Shravana Nakshatra brings a profound emotional need for knowledge, recognition, and influence through communication and learning. Shravana's symbolism of the ear emphasizes listening, learning, and wisdom, suggesting that Vivek's emotional instincts push him toward gathering information, refining his skills, and positioning himself as an emotional and intellectual guide within his social and creative circles. His emotional nature thrives on acknowledgement for his insights, abilities to narrate or teach, and emotional receptivity to subtle cues from others. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Rahu in Shravana indicates that Vivek's emotional identity is deeply influenced by the pursuit of emotional validation through mastery of communication, learning, and the wise use of knowledge. Emotional highs are experienced when he feels admired for his wit, teaching abilities, or narrative talents, while emotional lows emerge if he perceives that his creative contributions are ignored or undervalued. There is a strong emotional connection to traditions of learning, ancestral wisdom, and the emotional satisfaction of being seen as a carrier of meaningful stories or knowledge. Emotional growth lies in learning to temper the emotional ambition for external recognition with the inner emotional joy of learning and expressing truthfully. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through acquiring skills, teaching, public speaking, storytelling, and engaging with emotionally enriching artistic or educational activities. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving education, media, performing arts, consultancy, or any role where emotional intelligence and the art of communication are vital. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional restlessness, if recognition is delayed, emotional susceptibility to flattery or criticism, and emotional confusion if chasing superficial applause rather than genuine creative growth. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to find emotional satisfaction in authentic self-expression rather than seeking it solely from external admiration. Ultimately, Rahu and Shravana blesses Vivek with an emotionally strategic, knowledge-driven, and influential spirit, allowing him to inspire, educate, and emotionally elevate both himself and those who resonate with his creative journey. Mars in sixth house, Shatabisha. Mars placed in Vivek's sixth house weaves his emotional strength, courage, and problem-solving instincts directly into the arenas of work, service, health, and overcoming adversity. As the lord of his third and eighth houses, Mars strengthens his emotional resilience and sharpens his focus on mastering challenges through skillful action, strategic courage, and intense emotional drive. This placement suggests that Vivek's emotional vitality is fueled by tackling conflicts head-on, refining his skills, and rising stronger through emotional and material obstacles. Mars in Shatabisha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for independence, unconventional approaches, and emotional self-healing. Shatabisha's symbolism of the 100 healers points to Vivek's emotional instincts being geared toward mending emotional wounds, seeking emotional authenticity, and rebelling against traditional structures that suppress emotional truth. His emotional nature is intensely private, yet fiercely determined to find innovative solutions to emotional and practical problems. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra insights, Mars in Shatabisha indicates that Vivek's emotional identity thrives when he can channel his emotional energy into strategic victories over adversity, pioneering emotional and physical healing pathways, and working toward reform rather than mere rebellion. Emotional highs come from achieving victories in complex or unconventional arenas, while emotional lows surface when efforts are met with hidden resistance or emotional alienation. There is a strong emotional connection to humanitarian causes, technological innovation, and emotional independence, feeling emotionally compelled to stand apart, challenge old norms, and lead by emotional example in solving systemic or personal issues. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional isolation with collaboration, ensuring that emotional battles lead to collective healing rather than personal estrangement. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through independent work, research, advocacy for reform, and mastering healing modalities, both traditional and alternative. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions where emotional resilience, technical skill, and crisis management are essential, such as healthcare, research, technology, crisis counseling, or humanitarian activism. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional burnout from overwork, emotional defensiveness against perceived restrictions, or emotional isolation stemming from extreme independence. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to temper emotional rebellion with emotional collaboration, integrating his fierce emotional energy into lasting emotional reforms. Ultimately, Mars in Shatabisha blesses Vivek with an emotionally resilient, independent, and healing spirit, enabling him to transform personal and collective struggles into paths of emotional strength, innovation, and reform. Venus in seventh house, Purvabhadrapada. Venus placed in Vivek's seventh house weaves his emotional needs for harmony, affection, and meaningful relationships directly into the domains of partnerships, alliances, and public interactions. As the lord of his second and ninth houses, Venus strengthens his emotional connection to both material security and philosophical values through partnerships, suggesting that Vivek's emotional fulfillment is intimately linked to forming soulful, expansive, and spiritually enriching bonds. Venus in Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for depth, transformation, and higher ideals within relationships. Purva Bhadrapada's symbolism of duality and inner awakening indicates that Vivek's emotional instincts are geared toward transcending superficial attractions, seeking emotional partners who can journey with him through both the material and spiritual realms. His emotional nature carries both a fiery passion and an intense yearning for emotional and moral elevation within personal connections. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Venus in Purva Bhadrapada indicates that Vivek's emotional identity is energized when his relationships are vehicles for emotional evolution, shared ideals, and profound emotional commitments. Emotional highs are experienced when he feels that his partnerships offer emotional security, philosophical resonance, and transformational support. Emotional lows emerge if relationships become emotionally shallow, rigid, or stagnant. There is a strong emotional connection to ideals of loyalty, shared vision, and emotional sacrifice. Feeling emotionally compelled to build partnerships based on mutual higher aspirations rather than mere convenience. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional intensity with emotional steadiness, ensuring that relationships remain grounded while still providing emotional and spiritual upliftment. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through meaningful dialogues, philosophical exploration with partners, creating emotionally rich and expansive environments, and emotional investments in causes bigger than himself through partnerships. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions that involve negotiation, counseling, partnership building, diplomacy, teaching, or philosophical consultancy. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional idealism, leading to disillusionment in relationships, emotional withdrawal if higher emotional expectations are unmet, or emotional entanglement in partner struggles. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to anchor his emotional idealism in realistic emotional practices, ensuring that emotional connection grows organically rather than being forced by lofty expectations. Ultimately, Venus in Purva Bhadrapada blesses Vivek with an emotionally rich, idealistic, and transformative relationship path, enabling him to build partnerships that nurture emotional depth, mutual growth, and a shared journey toward higher emotional and spiritual horizons. Sun in 8th house. Sun placed in Vivek's 8th house weaves his emotional vitality, individuality, and personal power into the intense realms of transformation, hidden strengths, shared resources, and psychological depth. As the lord of his 12th house, the sun emphasizes that Vivek's emotional fulfillment and personal identity are intertwined with deep emotional processes of letting go, rebirth, and spiritual surrender, often far removed from public visibility or immediate recognition. Sun in Bharani Nakshatra brings an emotional need for rebirth, creative control, and the courageous bearing of emotional burdens. Bharani's symbolism of carrying the burden of transformation points to Vivek's emotional instincts being intensely passionate, willful, and resilient, often navigating cycles of emotional destruction and renewal. His emotional nature seeks dignity and authority, even when operating behind the scenes or through deeply transformative emotional experiences. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Sun in Bharani indicates that Vivek's emotional identity is reinforced when he exercises emotional courage to face the unknown, channeling emotional intensity into regeneration and emotional empowerment. Emotional highs come from mastering emotional crises and uncovering hidden talents, while emotional lows emerge through emotional loss, betrayal, or suppression of personal power. There is a strong emotional connection to hidden resources, emotional secrets, ancestral legacies, and a deep emotional urge to master emotional transformations that others might shy away from. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional intensity with emotional surrender, allowing transformation to occur without clinging to outdated emotional identities. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through emotional healing practices, deep psychological inquiry, managing shared resources, and mentoring others through crisis. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving psychology, research, healing arts, crisis management, financial planning, or any field that requires emotional courage and mastery over hidden processes. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional isolation due to pride, emotional crises triggered by fear of losing control, or emotional exhaustion from resisting necessary emotional change. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to embrace emotional vulnerability as a source of strength, stepping into leadership roles that guide others through emotional darkness with emotional wisdom and resilience. Ultimately, Sun in Bharani blesses Vivek with an emotionally powerful, transformative, and regenerative spirit, enabling him to guide both himself and others through the cycles of emotional death and rebirth with dignity, courage, and profound emotional insight. Mercury in 8th house, Bharani. Mercury placed in Vivek's 8th house weaves his emotional intellect, curiosity, and communication skills into the hidden and transformative realms of psychological depth, shared resources, and emotional regeneration. As the lord of his first and third houses, Mercury emphasizes that Vivek's self-expression, emotional adaptability, and personal communication style are deeply intertwined with navigating emotional crises, uncovering emotional truths, and managing intimate, complex exchanges. Mercury in Bharani Nakshatra brings an emotional need for intense intellectual control, emotional rebirth through knowledge, and mastery over emotionally charged communications. Bharani's symbolism of bearing burdens for transformation highlights that Vivek's emotional instincts drive him to probe deeply, communicate about taboo or hidden subjects, and use emotional intelligence as a means of personal and collective renewal. His emotional nature is keenly aware of the undercurrents in conversations and relationships, craving emotional honesty and intellectual intimacy. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Mercury in Bharani indicates that Vivek's emotional identity is fortified when he fearlessly engages in emotionally raw discussions, navigates crises with sharp emotional insight, and uses communication as a tool for emotional rebirth. Emotional highs are experienced when he unearths hidden truths or facilitates healing conversations. Emotional lows emerge when emotional secrecy, betrayal, or communication breakdowns disrupt trust. There is a strong emotional connection to the mysteries of life, research, inheritance, emotional healing, and transformative knowledge. Feeling emotionally compelled to understand, articulate, and navigate emotional complexities that others might avoid. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional candor with emotional tact, ensuring that communication promotes healing rather than emotional rupture. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through research, writing, psychological counseling, transformative education, and mastering the art of navigating emotionally sensitive subjects. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving investigation, counseling, healing arts, finance, research, or crisis negotiation, where emotional sharpness and communication depth are essential. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional suspicion, emotional overanalysis, or emotional manipulation if communication becomes too guarded or strategic. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to use his emotional and intellectual gifts for transparent healing rather than emotional control, ensuring that emotional trust is built rather than eroded. Ultimately, Mercury in Bharani blesses Vivek with an emotionally insightful, intellectually courageous, and transformational communicative spirit, enabling him to guide himself and others through emotional complexities with sharpness, wisdom, and emotional regeneration. Jupiter in 10th house? Jupiter placed in Vivek's 10th house weaves his emotional optimism, expansive wisdom, and moral compass into the realms of career, public status, and life's larger ambitions. As the lord of his 4th and 7th houses, Jupiter connects his emotional roots and relationship dynamics directly to his professional path, suggesting that Vivek's emotional fulfillment is intricately linked to how he nurtures, builds, and publicly shares his emotional and ethical values. Jupiter in Ardra Nakshatra brings an emotional need for intellectual transformation, emotional renewal through challenges, and profound growth born from emotional turbulence. Ardra's symbolism of the teardrop and storm points to Vivek's emotional instincts being drawn to intense emotional experiences that catalyze growth, leading him to seek emotional strength and wisdom through upheaval, intellectual breakthroughs, and emotional reinvention. His emotional nature is deeply philosophical, but may undergo waves of emotional storms before finding clarity and emotional peace. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Jupiter in Ardra indicates that Vivek's emotional identity flourishes when he embraces emotional storms as necessary for emotional renewal, finding emotional purpose in helping others through education, wisdom, and ethical leadership, especially in times of crisis. Emotional highs come when he transforms emotional suffering into emotional resilience and collective healing. Emotional lows arise if he resists emotional change or clings to outdated emotional ideals. There is a strong emotional connection to reformative ideals, humanitarian causes, and emotionally awakening others through knowledge and public leadership. Emotional growth lies in learning to trust the emotional storms as part of his journey toward deeper emotional wisdom, using emotional disruption as a stepping stone toward higher emotional and professional fulfillment. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through public service, teaching, writing, advocacy, reform work, and guiding others through emotional and intellectual storms toward hope. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving education, counseling, law, media, governance, humanitarian work, or crisis leadership, where emotional wisdom and moral vision are essential. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional disillusionment if public success does not match emotional ideals, emotional upheaval during career shifts, or emotional stubbornness when faced with necessary transformation. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to trust the process of emotional and professional evolution, allowing wisdom gained from emotional hardship to guide his public contributions. Ultimately, Jupiter in Ardra blesses Vivek with an emotionally expansive, reformative, and resilient spirit, empowering him to rise through emotional storms with wisdom and to guide his career and public life with emotional depth, intellectual brilliance, and a transformative moral vision. Moon in 11th house, Pushya. Moon placed in Vivek's 11th house weaves his emotional sensitivity, nurturing instincts, and desire for emotional security into the realms of friendships, social networks, collective goals, and fulfillment of aspirations. As the lord of his 11th house itself, the moon's placement powerfully emphasizes that Vivek's emotional well-being, social standing, and sense of accomplishment are intricately linked to the emotional environment of his communities and the emotional resonance of his long-term dreams. Moon in Pushya Nakshatra brings an emotional need for nurturing others, emotional duty toward collective welfare, and a deep-seated instinct to emotionally support and be supported by social networks. Pushya's symbolism of the cow's udder, representing nourishment and selfless giving, suggests that Vivek's emotional instincts are geared toward emotionally enriching and stabilizing the groups and communities he belongs to. His emotional nature finds fulfillment through generosity, emotional mentorship, and being a protective, steady influence within his social circles. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Moon in Pushya indicates that Vivek's emotional identity strengthens when he feels he is emotionally nourishing collective dreams, providing emotional stability to friendships and organizations, and nurturing the emotional well-being of his broader social sphere. Emotional highs are experienced when he feels emotionally valued and emotionally contributes meaningfully to collective success. Emotional lows emerge when emotional efforts are overlooked or when emotional reciprocity is absent. There is a strong emotional connection to humanitarian causes, emotionally responsible leadership within communities, and fostering emotional bonds based on loyalty, consistency, and service. Emotional growth lies in learning to nurture others without losing emotional balance, ensuring that emotional giving remains grounded rather than self-sacrificing to the point of depletion. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through community service, social leadership, emotionally meaningful friendships, and participation in collective goals that align with his emotional ideals. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions involving social work, education, group leadership, public relations, healthcare, or any field where emotional nurturing of larger groups is crucial. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional overextension, emotional dependency on group validation, or emotional hurt if his nurturing efforts are not reciprocated or recognized. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to nurture himself emotionally while continuing to emotionally uplift others, finding emotional security both within and beyond social approval. Ultimately, Moon in Pushia blesses Vivek with an emotionally nurturing, socially protective, and community-centered spirit, enabling him to emotionally anchor and elevate collective dreams, forging a path of emotional fulfillment through loyal service and emotional generosity toward the groups he calls home. Ketu in 11th house. Ketu placed in Vivek's 11th house weaves his emotional detachment, intuitive discernment, and spiritual orientation into the spheres of friendships, social networks, and the fulfillment of collective ambitions. As the co-lord of his third house, Ketu emphasizes that Vivek's emotional connection to community and personal aspirations is marked by a karmic sense of incompleteness, spiritual refinement, and emotional withdrawal from superficial social validations. Ketu in Ashlesha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for psychological depth, emotional self-protection, and detachment from entangling, emotionally draining social dynamics. Ashlesha's symbolism of the coiled serpent highlights that Vivek's emotional instincts are finely tuned to the emotional undercurrents of groups, sensing hidden motives, emotional manipulations, and unspoken loyalties, leading him to protect his emotional boundaries fiercely. His emotional nature is cautious, intuitive, and seeks emotional purity in collective connections. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Ketu in Ashlesha indicates that Vivek's emotional identity grows when he learns to discern between emotionally nourishing groups and those that entangle him in unnecessary emotional complexities. Emotional highs are experienced through quiet emotional independence within communities, whereas emotional lows surface when emotional betrayals or misunderstandings disrupt his trust in collective goals. There is a strong emotional connection to emotional healing, subtle emotional guidance of others, and retreating from emotionally overwhelming social environments when necessary. Emotional growth lies in mastering emotional discernment, learning to remain connected to collective causes without losing emotional autonomy or falling into emotional defensiveness. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through selective social engagement, deep emotional reflection, healing arts, intuitive leadership, and emotionally meaningful service that does not require public applause. Vivek is emotionally drawn to professions or roles that allow emotional intuition, healing, strategic management of collective goals, or work behind the scenes, such as research, counseling, psychological work, spiritual guidance, or private advisory positions. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional isolation, emotional cynicism about collective dynamics, or emotional withdrawal from fulfilling friendships due to fear of entanglement. Emotional maturity unfolds as he learns to trust selective emotional intimacy, building small but deeply loyal emotional networks rather than seeking validation from the masses. Ultimately, Ketu and Ashlesha blesses Vivek with an emotionally intuitive, discerning, and spiritually detached spirit, enabling him to emotionally navigate complex social landscapes with wisdom, fostering emotionally meaningful connections while remaining rooted in emotional self-sufficiency and deeper spiritual purpose.